I'm not broken, I'm just blowing up some steam. I'm tired and I'm reckless, my own worst enemy. And fading,
Taylor here, and you're listening to The Jukebox. That is a tune from my good pal, Mike Celia. And Mike released this song just a couple weeks ago. It's called Love, Come Save Me. It's brilliant. He's a great writer, great guitar player. He actually plays acoustic guitar on a song of mine, and that is coming up later on in the show. And he plays guitar for Digging Roots. Before that, John Milan with Walking Away, brand new music from John. Met John on the East Coast in Halifax, where he used to live. I think he's living in LA now. But he's a Billboard chart-topping artist and songwriter, and he just keeps pushing out great music. He just works really, really hard. Lovely guy. That was John Milan and Walking Away before Mike Celia. Now, we have brand new music from two of my favorites. They make up the group Twin Flames. They have won multiple Canadian Folk Music Awards. They've hosted the awards, and I hope that they're hosting this year. I can't remember who is, but they are usually on the list of hosts, and they are so funny and so genuine and so cool. This is a brand new tune from them. It's called Heart on Fire.
Your heart is heavy and your heart's on fire.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
It's too late.
Blast from the past, that is Mike and the Mechanics with The Living Years. They formed in Dover, which is in Great Britain, and it is one of those interesting side projects that was a hiatus period for one of the members, Mike Rutherford, and his supergroup, Genesis. I'm Julian Taylor, you're listening to The Jukebox. We've got music coming up from Terry Urak, featuring Rit, which is pretty cool stuff. Also on the show, brand new music from the Strum Bellas. They're from Lindsay, Ontario, and they've been described as alternative indie folk rock with a little bit of gothic folk. They had a massive hit with Spirits, and they're back with a brand new record and a new singer. Their old singer actually still writes with the band, which is pretty interesting and very cool. We've got a tune from Evan Redsky coming up. It's called Renata. It's from his album Oblivion, which is one of my favorite of 2022. He also plays a guitar, like lead guitar, in a band called Altameda from Edmonton, which is really great. They were nominated for Juno last year. And Evan just got off tour with William Prince, doing a few shows with him. So good things happening for Evan, and he's great. Here is Renata from the album Oblivion by Evan Redsky on the Jukebox.
Somehow she found herself down on that street. dancing under young street light. Oh, Renata, even when nothing seems to turn out right.
Sometimes it's all that I can do to get up out of bed. Talking to the angels, fighting demons in my head. Oh, oh. Coffee and a cigarette, and I don't even smoke. Sometimes you gotta laugh when you're the butt of every joke.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Doctor,
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. Birds can tell us a lot about the environment. Some of them, known as indicator species, depend on clean water and what it produces, such as food for fish eaters and flycatchers, like this eastern wood pewee. John Zaktansky leads the Middle Susquehanna Riverkeeper Association, which is using recording devices to ID birds by sound on different parts of the Susquehanna River in Pennsylvania.
It's cool to see species that you know that are there, but you just don't see regularly. I mean, we're not out 24/7 watching for species as much as we'd like to be. So, you know, things like peewees or the saw-whet owls or the screech owls. And then the extra excitement of living on a waterway and knowing that that bird is in your waterway regularly, knowing that that means that your waterway is clean, to know that you have maybe a mallard or a wood duck living in your area. And then all of a sudden you see the vocalizations double, triple, quadruple when it's raising its young. It's just kind of neat to see because you can actually follow the life cycle of these bird species living in your backyard.
John's hope is that the birds ID'd by these recorders can help create a health report for the river as an early warning system for toxic pollutants, contaminants, and other threats. Learn more about how birds are helping riverkeepers track water quality on a special season of the Bring Birds Back podcast. Listen in your favorite podcast app or at birdnote.org. I'm Tricia McCurgie.